So the Speed Nazis are back. 600 roads with a reduced speed limit. This is in Auckland, was just the start. Auckland Transport are now proposing changes to another 800. Trouble is, the evidence so far shows it doesn't work. Just this month, it was revealed, of course, that in the year since we lowered the speed limits, the deaths almost doubled. Leading expert in road safety, WSP Technical Director for Transport, Fergus Tate, is back with us. Fergus, morning to you.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How do you explain deaths going up?
I think there's a number of things. One of the things that's actually happened is that over the lockdown in particular, the speeds on the roads actually went up, even though the speed limits had gone down. And that's concerning. But it's not just deaths. It's also the deaths and the serious injuries that we should be looking at, because deaths themselves jump around quite a lot.
Is reducing the speed limit in and of itself, in any random road, an answer to anything?
The speed limit reduction has to be in context for it to actually work. Simply going out and changing the signs will probably pull anywhere from 2 to 4 kilometres an hour off the mean speed. It will tend to squeeze the speeds up, which is good because it tends to reduce the conflicts, because you don't have quite so many very fast vehicles and slow vehicles, so you bring the distribution closer together, which works better. But it has to be in context. So you can actually end up making things potentially worse. Yeah. If, for instance, you have a road that looks long, straight and fast, and you then go and put an artificially low limit on it without doing other measures to support that, what you end up with is, again, the spread of speeds, because some people will maintain their behaviour, some people will follow the signs, and so it can get actually more conflicts. So you need to, the speed limit change needs to be in context.
All right, Fergus, I appreciate your insight as always. This is all part of Julianne Jenter's zero deaths, of course, and when we get to zero deaths, we'll all be dead, not from being killed on the road, but because it will have never happened and we died of old age waiting for it to happen.